So one of the things with CCP meeting, which I don't think they're communicated, we're not asking for a specific, we want the president, but if the president can't attend, we want another e-board member. We know that for factually, we can't work during free hour, because free hour is when everyone is doing something. So they have to pick a time that we know a class probably will be going on. So one of the things they're trying to pick an evening hour, and what we're asking for, one dedicated member of the organization to attend. So we know it's challenging, but for us to get about, right now we have about 80-something clubs and organization, for us to get some 80-plus people to be in a room together, it's gonna be at a challenging time. All we're just asking is just have one representative. So if you can't make it, just ask another representative of your board to say, can you be at this meeting?
Just a point of clarification, Dwayne, does it have to be the same person each month?
No.
Okay, so there's flexibility.
So it's about communication. So the point of the CCP meeting is so student association and all the clubs and organizations to come together and know what's going on. Have conversation, what's not working, what's working, and then you can bring it to our office. As Jen said earlier, it's all about communication. So you guys can there as a way to vent, as a way for student association to tell you what's going on, for you guys to say, hey, this is what we need here at Queens College, this is how we could have support.
And I also want to say, not just vent, but create. Okay, so let's not just look at CCP as an opportunity to say this is what's going wrong, but it's also an opportunity for clubs and organizations and students that are there to say, there's a void here, and we think this should be, you know, put forth to address it. Or maybe not even a void, we think this is a really good idea. So don't look at CCP as an opportunity just to vent, but it's also an opportunity to create.
I'm not sure everyone knows what CCP is.
I'm sorry, Congress of Club Presidents. So Congress of
Council,
Club Presidents.
Yeah.
Oh, I apologize. Yeah. See, I was out for too many years. Council of Club Presidents.
And it's a mandated thing for all clubs and organizations. Yeah. As Jen said, we weren't enforcing your budget with it. You're supposed to attend. If you don't attend, it affects your budget. So another point of it also is to communicate with each other. It's a way for a shared collaboration. It's for, say, for instance, the 90s, you go to the event, you hear clubs and organizations that we're doing this, this is happening, stuff is happening. You guys can go to the event and support the event or collaborate with the event. So that's another main reason for Council of College President. It's for that communication among student leaders as well. So you can collaborate, know what's going on campus, and just share information.
But there's flexibility.